We gave it more scoring shots from stoppage than we did from transition or turnover. So it was just important for us to have that extra body behind the contest, behind the ball at stoppage, and I think we showed enough composure to be able to use it from that point.
Well, there's Nathan Buckley explaining what happened yesterday, and it wasn't working in their regulation areas that they pride themselves in, Collingwood. So there's clearly the plan B now, Collingwood, when everything that they plan, yep. Plan A goes to poo.
Yep.
Plan B. Get the ox across half back and he'll just stop everything.
Put the ox behind the ball.
And that's exactly what happened yesterday. And this man was like a Maginot line. He was like the Berlin Wall. Mm. Nothing could get past him yesterday.
He was very lonely at times.
Well, good. He must smell.
He must have had one of those gigantic magnets.
Yes. Right.
It just kept drawing the ball.
Adam Oxley's the man we're talking about. He was a superstar yesterday and he joins us. Hello, Adam.
G'day, guys. How you going?
All right, that was fun yesterday.
Yeah, it was a little.
Hey, Adam, before
No, I just saying it's a good feeling waking up after a win like that. So, yeah, good to be on.
It was fantastic. Now, we're going to break down the game and have a look at that and your role, which was nothing short of spectacular.
What are you going to do first?
I just want to ask him, because you must be making a lot of money down there at Collingwood, because I've seen your tweet and I'm seeing 4 parking infringements throughout the front of your house. Now, you just making that much money, you said, bugger, I don't need to park this in the driveway. I can just cop the fine.
Well, I wish that was the case, unfortunately. I'm actually looking out the window now and there's a tradies galore, so I'm going to work out how I'm going to get into the club in about half an hour for a bit of recovery, so I might have to walk down.
Hey, Gazy, what are these fines?
Well, they're all parking fines out the front of your house,
so there's
a bit of work going on. This is off Adam's Twitter account that I've discovered this, and clearly I imagine you're a little agitated.
Yeah, well, that's it, unfortunately. Me and Ben, my roommate, only got one buzzer to the gate, and he took the reins of it early, so I've been left to the street, and it's pretty much first in, best dressed, and with the amount of work going on across the road in the new apartment blocks, unfortunately, there's only a few parks left here and no stop zones, so yeah, I've been copping a few fines there.
Oh, well, you got to do something about that. But yesterday, you're in a no-standing zone yesterday, but that didn't bother you yesterday at all.
Now I was fortunate enough to get on the few turnover kicks from the boys, and just glad that the defenders had out their opponents and sort of gave me the confidence to have a free run at a couple of balls. Yeah,
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, Adam? Because you know you didn't play at all last year at AFL level, having sustained all those ankle and groin injuries that held you back. But Bucks has definitely obviously got the view that you're a good reader of the footy coming in. It's not a role that you give to just anybody. It needs to be somebody who can kind of see the field in front of them and see what's sort of unfolding before it gets to you.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, it sort of comes pretty natural to me, just sort of read the ball. I've always had a pretty good knack at that. It's just a matter of having confidence and going for the grabs and getting in the right areas. And it's great when you got like the Brownie and Twos and Goldie and these guys around you directing traffic and putting you in those holes. So, yeah, I think half the credit definitely goes to those lads for sure.
Hey, Ox, all of us who are watching the game, we're thinking, okay, you've got to man up Adam Oxley.
So
okay.
It is Ox now, is it? Is that what we're going
yep.
with?
Yep,
yeah, that is Ox.
He's happy with that. So if you were picked up yesterday, if you did get a man yesterday, what was your instruction to be after that?
Yeah, it's a good question. We didn't really specifically talk about it, but I think that's sort of a win for the team, you know, having 7-7 down back and then having 5-5 up forward. So I think the main reason behind that was if they did that, you know, there'd be more room to move for the likes of Trav and Jamie Elliott and the boys like that. But yeah, just being man on man, I think. And had it happened, I'm not sure, we may have pushed myself back around to a wing. But I'm not really too sure. But yeah, I think we might have just run with the man on man structure. That's the way they like to play. And it was a pretty brutal one on one game there. And, you know, we knew that we weren't going to get the job done if we just worried about, you know, 22 one on one matchups. We had to play as a team. And I think we did that pretty well in the end.
And Frosty, I really enjoy watching Jack Frost play, and the ground that he covers and the work that he does to chop out other defenders, I think sometimes it gets unnoticed, Ox.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Down at the club, it definitely doesn't. I know outside our four walls, some people might think that, you know, what's this guy doing? But, you know, he's just an absolute superstar the way he does that. And the boys around him have full faith that, you know, if we do leave our man to go and find someone else, or if it does get kicked over the back, that he's going to be there just to, you know, resurrect us and get that fist in real late, which is awesome.
This is no pun intended, Ox, but Frosty, he is an Iceman. Does he ever smile or show any emotion whatsoever?
Yeah, he's a different unit. He's definitely got a bit of that white line fever because, you know, around the club he's pretty shy and quiet and, you know, he doesn't mind a laugh here and there. But like, when he gets on the field, it's just, you know, head down, bum up, and he's there to, you know, play his role. And, you know, we couldn't ask any more than him, that's for sure. Yeah,
great.
And one of the other great things, too, when you're playing and you've got your big forward up there kicking goals, because sometimes you do everything right. The old adage, operation successful, patient dies, sometimes apply because you're just not slotting them through. And Travis Clark, he's had his problems, but the big fella was just in very rare form.
He was. You could definitely see it coming. He spent a lot of hours in the last few weeks, you know, and all year round just working on his goal kicking and, you know, whether it's mental skills or just kicking through the ball, I think is the main one. That, you know, I don't have many tips to pass on to people about goal kicking, but, you know, when he's kicking through the ball from, you know, 15 out, like as if he was 60 metres out, I think more are going to go through than not. But, yeah, it was a great game by Trab yesterday, and I'm sure he can keep the form up.
Now, I know off you, Gazy mentioned earlier your Twitter account. We noticed also off your Twitter account that you're a bit of a would-you-rather type guy. You like would-you-rather scenarios, yep. You know. Mm. You know,
we're going to post some.
We've got a couple for you, right? So just on the way out, we might just throw a few at you.
Yep.
Okay.
Hit me up.
Hip-hop or country and western?
No, hip-hop for sure.
NBA or NFL?
Oh, it's a tough one. Seeing it's NBA season at the moment, I'm right into the finals, so I'll go with NBA. Mm.
Gary Ablett Jr. or Chris Judd?
Couldn't go past Juddy growing up.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs, definitely.
Renault Rumble or The Block?
The Block. Don't really watch many of those shows, but good me man. And Daz was on The Block. The
yes.
Block. Bucks?
Oh, no.
Or Robert Harvey? Who was a better player?
Probably get... I'll run with Bucks. I can keep my spot next week.
Right.
Are you a...
Good choice.
What's the choice? Scruncher or Folder?
Scruncher.
Mm.
This is the sort of gold you get when you follow Adam Oxley on Twitter. This is the kind of stuff that just is going to fill your days with joy and happiness. Mate, well played yesterday.
Yeah, well done.
It was terrific.
Yes.
It's always good to see a young fella who's had to battle early in their career through injuries. Last year must have been really frustrating for you. We're seeing why Collingwood brought you to the footy club in the first place. It was an outstanding performance by you and the boys yesterday. Good luck. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.